working out, losing weight, maybe using tanning spray, becoming more attractive in general. Reading more, watching less, learning all the rules for chess, becoming somewhat smarter in general. Eating fish, not fingernails, volunteer to save the whales, becoming a better guy in general. Dating more, spending less, yes, I will wag my chest, dating more girls in general. But not this year. No, this year is different as a gazelle. Yes, a gazelle from a deer. After all these failed resolutions, my future is clear. The future is near. Just forget those resolutions. You know that you are never gonna do. And adopt a more realistic view by committing to things that come easily to you, like eat at least one value meal a week, or put the correct shoes on the correct feet. Just raise the bar to walk effortlessly underneath.
Hey, we got the cameraman here dancing to that song. That's wonderful. I don't know where to put this. Please shut that down just a little bit, then you can get on there.
Oh, okay.
Beth, that was a great song.
Thank you. I found that on YouTube, The Place to Be. That was the New Year's Resolution song by Rhett and Link. And I thought it's quite appropriate because a lot of resolutions tend to fail. So, and that's what the song's about.
Even in the first 9 days.
I know. I haven't even started mine yet.
Well, welcome to Vocal Profiling Live. This is a show on BBS Radio for the people, by the people. And on this show, we ask our people, our audience, well, first thanking them for being here, and we ask you to call in and give us your vocal profile. You know, that light is exactly in my face. It's blinding me.
Get closer.
Okay.
I'll put gum in so you can smell my dinner.
We'll chum up here. We ask people to call in either on the line from BBS, but it really works better if you'll call here at our studios where we have a couple of phones here. And that number is 740-698-0670. 698-0670. Did we put that up on the board someplace? Can you just make a little text box there? Oh, this is an older version, huh? Little text box. Just put it right here. For people to start typing and it'll come up for them. See, it will.
Yeah. Okay, your pad doesn't work.
You need some lessons here.
Look.
Okay, go
okay,
back.
We're going to do this.
We'll do a lesson on PowerPoint tonight instead of a lesson on vocal profiling, and that's what this class is about.
I'd be able to see that.
Vocal profiling live. We type the rest of it because I can't type and talk. We ask you to call in on our phone line that we're putting up here, and we're going to talk about New Year's resolution. It is great to be back. We had a vacation. Nobody wanted to work on New Year's Day or Christmas Day, and came on Thursday, our day of the week, to be on the show. So they played some really good oldies. People sent email and called us and said they really liked seeing things repeated because we really learn a lot of new information with this show because we teach you how to use one of our programs that we are offering for free. There's a number. That's good. Okay, this is where we're coming from. Our sponsor is the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health here. This is our building. We love this building. It's big. Boy, in the winter it's cold, though, isn't it?
It is. I have t-shirts on and sometimes I walk around with a jacket.
Well, we have three floors here, about 9,000 square feet. We're doing wonderful, wonderful things. You've got some new articles you're doing.
I do. I'm working on one right now on the cases we worked with here at Sound Health on macular degeneration. That's the one I'm currently working on.
That's our serious side.
Our very serious side. We do have one.
So we've been able to help people reverse this very terrible eye disease where people lose pieces of their vision. They lose holes in their vision. And so we've been able to help them bring that back. And that's a pretty serious thing, I think. We do a lot of that. And then we do fun things for the people with our vocal profiling program, the Nano Voice. And if you have not downloaded the Nano Voice, we're up into over 11,000 now, people who have downloaded this Nano Voice. So you could go to nanovoice.org, nanovoice.org, and download that program, and you'll be able to use it yourself. Ben, you having some trouble there behind the camera? Just, you're going to laugh at me and not tell me what you're doing over there.
I accidentally took a still photo with the camera.
Oh, that's okay. We are broadcasting. What's the address for that, Beth?
We're broadcasting, obviously, through CBS.com, but we're also on www.ustream.tv/channel/sound-help-hour.
I'm going to put that up there someplace.
Okay. And we're also going to be posting on YouTube under Sound Help.
Go, go back one and see if you can post it there.
Uh-oh,
what'd you do?
Are you sure you want me to?
Just do Control Z and it'll put it all back. Well, maybe.
That's okay.
Just leave it out there and put the address.
I can't work your little mouse. Very sensitive.
That is a very precious computer. It's been dropped several times, and it is very cantankerous. So we're going to put the address.
Like me.
We're going to put the address up for you to get it at Ustream. But the best way to get it is live right now on BBS Radio. That's Boy Voice and BBSRadio.com. And we're right on their front page. And we love it that Seth is helping us to broadcast this out to people. And then Ben and Cassie. Cassie's the producer over here in the corner. And Ben's behind the camera. The two of you take this whole hour and you cut it down and put it on YouTube. What's the last one you put up, Ben?
The aspartame, like, contact. That's 2 weeks, it's like December 16th.
Yeah, we did one on aspartame? I don't remember
that. It was the last end of it.
Oh,
remember talking about it?
For people, how to tell if they've been poisoned with aspartame?
Yeah.
So using this little program here, you still having trouble with
it? He's dragging it off the screen somehow. Okay.
So she's putting up the address where you can see this later. Do you, after we're finished, Cassie, did you just put it up there and the whole hour's up? Or do you cut it down?
On YouTube, it's cut down. Archives on
YouTube. Okay, if you didn't hear a producer from over here in the corner, she said on Ustream it's the whole hour, and best love up with the computer. And on,
or the hour.
And on YouTube, you cut all that stuff out, right? Okay. Well, we're going to talk tonight about New Year's resolutions. One of the things that people want to know is what can you do with this Nano Voice program? You're offering it for free, but what can you do with it? Well, we ask people about their New Year's resolutions so that we can have some information about why most New Year's resolutions fail. Did you make a New Year's resolution?
I did, and I haven't started it.
Well, we're going to talk about your
terrible.
We're going to talk about your New Year's resolution. Do you know what the number one New Year's resolution is?
To lose weight.
To change your body.
That's one of mine.
Well, some people want to gain weight. Some people just want to buff up. But that is the number one, that people want to change their body. Why do you think that is?
Because I want to be able to beat up my fiance.
But why would you want to beat him up?
Because that way I can keep them in line. Gotta keep a man in line.
Oh, yeah.
And men don't tend to listen. They only understand physical contact. So if I have a little more muscle, I can say whatever I want.
There's some other kind of physical contact that you could keep them in line with, Beth. Did you think of that?
Yeah, I use that too.
So what you're really saying is if you think if you can beat him up, you can be the boss.
Yeah. I am the boss already. I'm just reexerting my authority by buffing up.
With all of the eons of consciousness going on, why don't you think humans have learned differently than whoever can beat you up gets to be boss. I mean, that's really an animal kind of thought pattern there, Beth.
I know. I'm a violent person, though. Tell you now. I'm a very pleasant, happy person. So you make me mad. I say that with a smile.
I don't know even what to say about that. Here are some of the people's New Year's resolutions. Spend more time with family. And I think that's because of our busy society.
I think so.
I would like mine to be spend less time with other people.
Quality alone time.
Yes, I would love that. We have been so busy here with all of the projects that we were doing. And once people hear about this, we're backed up for ages. Doctors coming in to take this. People really realizing what is going on. And I think it's from this nano voice of giving that away. You know, people say to us, why would you do that? You know, why would you give a program away? Nobody gives a program away. And when you go to nanovoice.org, you will notice we don't even ask you for your email address.
Right.
This is totally shareware. We call it InnerSense software. And we do it because we think it's important that people realize that the information, the frequencies from your voice, really tell a lot about you. I was talking to a doctor this morning. And he said, what you have done is opened a new doorway, a doorway to a new kind of medicine. And I believe that because all we did with these macular degeneration people that you're writing this article about is we gave them frequency and we made the muscles in their eye work again where it couldn't before. Your body is really just a bunch of frequencies, a bunch of math. And that's what we talked about with the aspartame. About the body looking for a frequency. And we're able to reverse diseases, MS and depression. We had a couple of people this week that had depression. And you'd think that's emotional, and it wouldn't have anything to do with math. But we're able to help people through it. One lady came in, and she could not use tenosynic acid. Gave her the frequencies of B5, and she brightened up, and she started to talk, and it was amazing to just watch her. We didn't even give her the little vitamin out of a bottle. We just gave her frequency, and that was absolutely awesome. We had another guy in. Amazing. He had cataracts, and we have known all along that the frequency that we relate to germanium will help with cataracts. And we found an article that the people in Japan are using germanium drops to cure. So we found things in math that people then started using. It's awesome. But back to New Year's resolutions. I get so excited talking about the new stuff. Oh, I got to say one more thing about the new stuff. There is a system called methylation. Like when you eat something, your body has to change it into a form that you can use. Like if you eat a raisin, a lot of iron in it, that's raisin iron, not human iron. So we need to change the raisin iron into human iron so we can use it. That's called methylation. And I read an article about a doctor that said that's the number one health problem. That's a health problem if you have a degenerated disc. That's the health problem if you have cataracts, depression, that you can't use what's coming in. So we are starting a big project on that. We have a lot of it done and already cataloged in one of our programs that we use for testing kids for pre-vaccination risk, called PreVac. But I just think that's an incredible thing to do. We were talking about serious. And my resolution about spending less time with people is I want to go to the lab and spend time with the numbers, because I think this is a really important thing that for the human race. Go to your computer every day, just like we're asking people to call us in, call in to us, and that's 740-698-0670. We're asking them to call in. We'll take their vocal print. We'll put it up on the screen. We'll evaluate it. You know, one guy told me he wasn't calling in because he was afraid of what. If you tell me beforehand not to say anything personal, I will. Or give us a fake name. Nobody's going to know.
Right.
But I want
teach people how to look at these numbers with this free program. We are holding a free class. All 11,000 of you out there who downloaded this program, we are going to hold a free class. I don't think I put that up there either, what a free class is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's this class. Can I put that up there too? Class at vocalprofiling.com. And we will schedule you for a class. We're going to do the first couple live, and we're going to record them as we're doing them and then have them available for you guys to do anytime you want, to go in and watch it whenever you want. But back to resolutions. I'm getting pulled off of my focus. What do you think?
You
read. Quit smoking. Why would that be a New Year's resolution? Something people should do right now.
But it's enjoyable for some people. That's why they don't quit. It really stresses, but it also hurts your sinuses, not to mention just your breathing and your lungs, but what it takes, I think, 6 months to a year for your sinuses to completely clear of all the ick in it, if that's a word. Very German.
I was with a friend, and I didn't want to smell the smoke, and I, you know, you need to just quit this. And they said, you ever smoke? I said, no. I said, then don't knock it till you've tried it. So, well, how do you do this? And so she gave me this lit-up cigarette, and I took a big suck. No! I could feel it burning everywhere as it moved through my body. It was horrible. It was like I'd lots rather breathe clean air than that. Is there something addictive? There must be absolutely something addictive about it.
I think it's more mentally addicting than anything else. I mean, it's that habit. That, as they would say, oral fixation, constantly doing this. And it's food or cigarettes, and you can't see the gook on the inside. Like, if you ever eat, you can see the gook on the outside.
When we asked people here to tell us about their New Year's resolution, one of them was quit smoking. She said, you know, she needs to, but she didn't want to. She didn't ever get a break. She wouldn't quit. She'd go to the bathroom or take a drink or just take a 15-minute break. Unless she was smoking a cigarette, she wouldn't feel like she'd have a break. Ugh. Enjoy life more. Like,
yeah.
That was number five. There was one. Keep fit, but also tame the bolt. I think there's a difference in that. Keep fit, keep buff, but tame the bolt is get rid of your fat.
Yeah, because you can get rid of the fat and still be out of shape.
That's true. You know, we had somebody call in.
I think that would be the difference.
We had somebody call in and call me a fat. Starts with a C.
You won't say. Call me.
A fat witch. Now, I have lost so much weight in the last year. They ought to appreciate that a little more. You guys could see me a year ago. We have pictures in our hallway.
Next Thursday, we'll show you one. Maybe not.
I have a sister-in-law who was so good at gymnastics that she ended up in the Olympic trials. We were watching TV one day, and she walked in, and these kids were on the TV doing gymnastics. And she just tore them to pieces. It was the special event for the challenge, the mentally challenged, physically challenged kids.
Oh, okay.
So, out there, unless you know what you're talking about, quit lying. And I want to talk about another lie that's going on. This Nano Voice download, in the beginning, there was a problem with it. It said that there was a virus on it. And we called the company that said there was a virus, and we got it cleared. So the people out there that are telling you that there's a virus on this Nano Voice are big, fat fibbers. So that's one of the things I'm not allowed to call them liars because they could sue me.
That's true.
So I could call them fibbers because lying is a different from a fib. Here's number six, quit drinking. I think they mean alcohol. And if that's the truth, then why do we celebrate the New Year
with alcohol.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I don't know, because I don't really remember. No, that's not true. I remember most of it.
Get out of debt was number seven.
Get out of debt should be number one. It should be number one. Everyone I know right now has serious debt. And a lot of it they couldn't help. But it's debt regardless, you know? I mean, I can deal with the flubber a little better than I can with the filing bills every month, you know?
You know, it's getting out of hand a bit. We had people, we have a couple of jobs open, we're expanding again, and we have people with PhDs applying for a receptionist.
The economy. But their bills are PhD bills. So even once they get a job, they're going to have this gap in what they can actually pay. It's sad, really. It really is. Because it's something that you just can't help. It's beyond your control. And
I guess since I've always been poor, I've gotten a thing all along. Here's 8, and this is in your song, Learn to Play Chess. Learn something new.
Pretend to be smart. No, that was the song, you know.
Oh, that
don't pretend to be something you're not while bother learning because you're not smart. Anyway.
Anything you want to learn new this year? I'd like to learn.
All kinds of stuff I've learned.
I'd like to learn to read Hebrew. I don't know why. That's so.
I'd like to learn Latin. And then I'd like to hear a mass in Latin. Just because. Then you can't understand what they're saying, so it has to be more enjoyable.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to preach it at you.
Well, you know, I mean. Anyway, I'd like to learn Latin. That's something I started and never finished. It wasn't a resolution, apparently. I just drop all endeavors, so.
Number 9 was help others. Be a volunteer. Spend time at your local library. Mentor a child. Build a house. That never occurred to me. Help others. We are so busy here helping others. We hit the door running helping others. But that one was not on my list. I bet it was on your list, Kathy. Helping others, was that on your list?
My list was expand my consciousness, travel outside.
Okay, Kathy says from over the corner, expand her consciousness and travel outside the country. Well, being associated with this show and VBS, they may not let you out of the country.
I've thought about that.
This is the voice of the people. We're getting more and more press about telling the truth. This is good. Number 10. This one was on my list. Big time. Is somebody on the line?
I am.
Okay, hold on just a second. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Are you calling in to get your voice analyzed?
Yeah, I would like that.
Can you hold on just a second while we get to number 10 here? The last one on why people make resolutions. Just hang on for us.
Okay.
We need to get this other program. Know where it's at? Well, number 10 is get organized. Was that one of yours?
No, I'm pretty organized. I mean, you wouldn't know to look at my desk, but... It's organized clutter, and I know where everything's at, so.
I think my disorganization is trying to do too much at once.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big pile of things to put away, and it just gets...
And your pile just
grow it, yeah. Caller, are you watching us on BBS?
I've been wanting to, you know, get to your show for a long time. I discovered you again about a month ago.
Are you watching us?
I have it right now. It's the first time I see you on the BBS.
You do see us, then. Okay, Carl.
Well, I mean, I have your picture. I'm sorry, just have your picture.
Okay, caller, what is your name? You're going to need to turn your radio down because I'm hearing things twice, and I'm going to start to stutter.
Okay, I don't have a radio on unless it's my cell phone. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, I'm
going to take a phone. I got a second.
Give me your name, caller.
What do you mean, name, caller?
Okay, I'm going to just put you down as caller number 1. So you don't have to.
Oh,
listen.
I see. Yeah, I'm not sure which one I was.
Okay, you're going to talk to us for a couple of minutes about your New Year's resolutions, and then we're going to talk about it. It's up on the screen. Are you ready to go?
Sure.
Talk to me.
On my New Year's resolution, well, I would like to get to my regular body weight. That's one of them. This used to be 130, and I'm close to 160, 155, the average, 155, 160. And second, I would like to publish my poetry that I've written and get back in my music, into my violin, back in the violin. And one of my goals is to do sound healing. I've studied with Jonathan Goldman and John Perry, and that's why we decided to see what you were doing. And that was kind of my prayer this morning, you know, for God to guide me in the right direction of the sound healing. And then I just happened to get you on tonight.
Okay, we're stopping your recording here. Can you see us on the air, on the front of BBS Radio? So we're going to evaluate your
charge. I walked away from the computer because I thought that was interfering, but I didn't have the volume on.
Okay, go back to the computer. We're going to talk about
it. Go back to the computer.
Yeah, okay. So it's going
to
be
okay,
right
go
there.
Go back
on
to the computer,
yeah. Yeah, so the rest of us, people who are watching us, they can see what's going on. We have a blue screen up with your name on it, and across the bottom we have all the notes. Sharp, deep, sharp, right down.
All it says on my screen is BBS station 2. I'm on station 2. Am I on the wrong station? Are you there, Sherry?
Yes. I don't know how to tell you. Seth, can you break in and show this lady how... or tell this lady how to watch us on BBS. And for the other people, we're going to go on. You are a natural teacher. Did you know that?
Well, that's what people tell me. And I do want to go into teaching. I'm a massage therapist. And a lot of people tell me, you know, they've healed of this, healed of that.
See, we're going to look at your vocal prints. And the notes from C to F... those are left brain notes, and you don't have much of that. The notes from
I'm
F.
Sorry. Let me write this down. I'm just talking. I walked away here.
No, I'm not going to wait for you to write it down. You'll just have to keep up or do this. Watch the recording.
Go ahead.
From F sharp to B, that's all right brain, and that's where most of your information is. And you're torn between, I want to feel about that, no, I want to think about it. No, I want to feel about it, no, I want to think about it. So you are constantly vacillating between the logical thing to do and the thing that your feeling and your heart tells you to do. Your teaching is from a very logical perspective. It's your highest note, but it also is serotonin by frequency. And you wanted to know a little bit about your weight. Your serotonin is way too high. Are you having some sleeping problems?
Sometimes.
Okay, and
so my serotonin is too high?
Very much too high. And you don't have enough dopamine and you don't have enough norepinephrine. These are neurotransmitters that control your weight. You probably should call in to the regular...
I don't have enough of what now? Okay.
Norepinephrine and dopamine, two neurotransmitters that control weight.
Okay.
I need you to call the office if you want us to run you on a weight profile.
Okay.
And we'll look at your norepinephrine and dopamine because these three notes, D, D sharp, and E, are very, very important to have up and running at a normal level. Normal is 42, and you have 81 on serotonin. You have 0 on dopamine and norepinephrine. All of those control weight as neurotransmitters, and yours are very out of balance. So no matter what your resolution is to take your emotions and take your willpower and lose weight, it's not going to work.
Okay.
The other thing you want to do your music. There's a lot of musical information here. There's a lot of spiritual information. There is some issue with you being too spontaneous with money, so we need to look at that. There is a... we're going to save this for you and let you look at some of the printouts.
Can we just say, call that caller number one? We have to save this so we can look at it. And we're going to do a printout. Now, this program we're using is the Nano program. That's free. Go to nanovoice.org and you can get a copy of this and do it for yourself a zillion times. If you ever had to lie to see justice done, you would do it.
Wait, you're talking further and I can't hear you.
If you ever had to lie to see justice done, you would do it because your sense of justice doesn't always jive with the law. We are going to send you this printout. You're going to call us tomorrow at 740-698-9119. You're going to give us your email address, and we're going to send you this report.
Okay.
Your spirit of your inner core resides with your ability to take quiet time for yourself. I put this up here because if you push a button, and you'll get a report, and you'll get to read about yourself with this little Nano Voice program. Our connection is so bad, and it's taking up so much time, I'm going to go ahead and hang up on you and have you call us back tomorrow when we can do something decent over a line. Cell phones just don't do it for this.
I know. And where are you located?
What did you say?
It
we're located in Ohio. In Ohio.
Ohio, great.
Okay?
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. Uh-huh. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You'll probably identify yourself as caller number one so we'll know who you are. So this is a really good person that could produce music for money. Because intellectually, logically, and look at all the emotion that matches it. Remember that red is spontaneous, like a fireman. Can we go back to the PowerPoint and we can show a little bit more of this? Red is spontaneous and F and F sharp is money. So if you've got that red in your F and F sharp position, then you need to be a little more careful about. So here, a little bit more careful about. Actually, go here about your money. But blue is emotion. She had a lot of emotion, in the creative side, in the right side of her chart. And the green, that's farmer, do with planning and that kind of thing. And yellow is mental, like a lawyer. And then red is like a fireman. And each one of the notes means something. So we were looking at hers. I don't remember which one of hers was the... Go up. Okay, just...
E was the highest.
Here, just hit here. Yeah. E is the highest here, so this is mental talk. So she would make a good teacher. She would make a good lawyer if it was for something like Greenpeace, where there was a lot of emotion. But she couldn't be a lawyer just for money, or she couldn't be a lawyer for logic, or just for the law. Yeah, that thing in her chart about we go outside the law. So she'd be the one that did jury nullification. So if any of you are out there, are attorneys, and are going to use this to see what's going on, let's go back to her chart again. Yeah. And remember, too, guys, we're talking about telling the truth. Look at her chart here. This is a person that might tell you the truth about yourself, even if it hurt you, but not going to tell you her. Keeping all of her stuff, her self-approval and all that, her self-ego, that's pretty much private for her. But she would make a good counselor. She would be able to tell you what was really going on. She may not do it politely, but get the point. That's okay. But lots of emotion here, lots of G. Creating something physical. But see, between her words and her creating something physical, she has this issue with money, spontaneous use of money. So good budget. Good for her. We need to talk to her more. That was a terrible, terrible case. We have some other people that we're going to look at in a minute. As soon as we go back and look at each one of these notes, and she had the highest note E here, which is using words first to convey your message. You can get a lot of information from these charts. Vocal, profiling, live. Trying to do it on the air. We can do it on the telephone if you call us. We can do personality. If you're going to do something really serious, though, we need you to send us a vocal. And you can go right to our website at Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound, NutraSound.com, and you can get these charts. You can get lots of information. You can download videos that Ben and I want to talk a little bit more back to New Year's resolutions. What kind of resolutions do you wish people would make?
Recycle.
To recycle. That's a good one, Cassie. Just because you love the earth and you don't want to use it all up, or you think it would save money, save trees?
Yeah.
All of the above. Save money, save trees. Ben, do you have a...
I like people to be more forgiving.
Be more forgiving. I read lots of articles today about New Year's resolutions, but there wasn't one person New Year's resolution was truthful. Don't you find that odd? Do we all want to be lied to?
People are lying to themselves and saying they're truthful. I don't know. For me, it's a toss-up between people not driving slow in the fast lane. It happens a lot.
Yeah, more courteous drive.
Yes. Understand your place on the road. Or I've really been getting into this thing about the meat industry and all the health problems related to the things we pump into our animals, not to even mention the fact that they're abused.
Want a more humane food
I
chain?
Do. I understand the concept that animals, you know, we dominate them in a sense, and they're a part of the food chain just like we are, but at the same time, we go above and beyond any other mammal.
You think that may be money-driven?
No, it's exactly money-driven. I mean, they pump these cows up, these chickens up, these turkeys up with hormones to make them bigger to get more meat out of them. And then kids eat these hormones, and a friend of mine said her doctor told her not to feed her little girl turkey, chicken, and there was something else. Because he's tired of seeing eight-year-old girls going through early puberty, getting their periods, developing physically, because it's not appropriate that at that age, and it's because of the hormones we're putting in. And that's the stuff we know about. You know, it's what we don't know about.
Then
you
we
know?
Could put be more cognizant of health issues.
Yeah.
How do we
I
write
think a
that
lot
down?
Of, I think a lot of the fitness and overweight and physical problems we have as far as diseases, there are things we do to ourselves. We just don't realize that we're doing it because we don't know we're doing it.
I was listening to a show on BBS, and I don't know what it was, but they said if you take plastic and put it in a microwave, that it releases phytoestrogen, and that's one of the things that young girls early. Look at how many microwave dinners and that kind of thing. It's all in plastic.
You always use plastic. Yeah, I had my fiance's sister doesn't use plastic. Like, their thermoses and everything are all metal because of the problems that you have with even just freezing a plastic water bottle and then letting it fall and drinking it. You're taking in elements of that plastic, pigments of that plastic. Once it falls and it's expanded and then it decreases again, it's all bad for you. It's all man-made stuff. We kill ourselves.
How about less flame?
Hmm?
How about less flame?
Does
how many people call here and yell and say, you sent me an empty disc, and they don't know how to open the disc?
A lot of people.
Oh.
You don't know how to use a computer.
Yes. More truth, less blame. More courteous drivers, truth, be more truthful, recycle. You know, a lot of those are kind of personality traits, and a lot of these were kind of lose weight, quit drinking, self. Why do you think we make resolutions in the first place? Because we all want a chance to start over. Is this an excuse?
I think it's a time to evaluate your life and see what you don't like about it and what you do like. The problem is, I find when I reevaluate my life every year, it's the same problems every year.
I never
solve a thing, but it is a time to reflect and to try to make yourself a better person. And part of that is physical, trying to make yourself better, yes, physically. It all feeds into your the way you feel about yourself and the way you present yourself. So, like I said, for me, those things never change. I make the same resolutions every year.
Do you think this number one being a change in your body has to do with TV and everybody there looks perfect? On all the commercials, they look perfect.
And magazines?
They're probably worse than TV.
Yeah, but they're not real. They Photoshop those pictures. Those women have cellulite. They're women, honey. We've all got it. We can't Photoshop ourselves for everyday life. But, yeah, we have to live up to these. I can't say have to, but we're expected to live up to these unrealistic expectations, especially women.
Well, let's get serious for a while. We found out that women who have problems with cellulite can't process something called sodium phosphate dibasic, and the body really needs that to protect from incoming pathogens. So the cellulite is there to protect it and keep it, because it doesn't want to get rid of it. It knows it's something important, but doesn't know what to do with it.
What was that called?
Sodium phosphate dibasic. And you'll see a lot of people who have AIDS and chronic kinds of immune abilities can't use the sodium phosphate dibasic. We give them a frequency that allows them to.
I'm not saying I have a problem. I just know people.
You don't have cellulite?
Of course I do. I'm 31 years old. I've got it in places I probably don't know.
That's 31.
Right?
You look wonderful, girl.
It's all the smoking and drinking I do. Well, but I do exercise too, so I balance it, thank you.
Well, let's go on and get a little more serious here again. This is somebody that was in the office today, and we asked her what was her New Year's resolution. And she says she wants to pull herself together, get more organized, more collected toward her goal. Can you look at her chart here? E through B, she has every color. She has things up and down. C is high, C sharp is higher, a big drop in D, another up and sharp, nearly nothing in E, small F. Look at this. Doesn't her chart say it's all scrambled and discombobulated? So you can look at these and tell when you're not pulling yourself together. Says she's saying, I need to pull myself together. And I don't know which direction to go, and I don't know what to do, and it's all right there.
This is somebody with kids, isn't it?
Yes, how can you tell?
Some kids do that to people. That's why I have dogs.
No responsibilities with your dog.
Exactly. I can leave a dog home for 3 hours and nobody says a word. I'll leave a kid home 3 hours. I'd be in serious trouble.
Look, she has a lot of red and CNC sharp. Now that CNC sharp is female hormone. And when somebody female has red female hormones, the hormones are messed up. She's also in nursing, so that could be part of her issue. But her key, keeping things physically together. This lady has 5 children, and they're all from like first grade down. So I don't think I could get my physical very together either. But what I was amazed about in her chart is even though she looks this discombobulated, people depend on her. She is the strength of that thing, not only to her immediate family, but she's the strength to her mother. There's an incredible amount of strength going on here in her chart. One, she's very mutable, multitask. Because every color is. She has probably a lot of red all the way through because she has to be very spontaneous. She doesn't have time set in plans. So when you see that all the way through, if you've got a leader, let's say it was somebody running for office, they had red all the way through their chart like that, I would never vote for them because they wouldn't think could do without even thought of it. One of the things I thought was weird in the chart was the least amount is in emotions. So you think she puts her emotions aside for other people? There's a little bit of emotion there in each word, but very, very little emotion for a mother of five trying to do a good job and raise her. A lot of yellow. So a lot of forethought, but not an opportunity to do it. This is somebody without opportunity. I would really like to help her. I just think what she lacks more than anything else is time. I should put that down. I want more time. That'll be my resolution. More time.
I want to be dependent on less sleep than I would have.
A bit less supposed to help your hormones.
I know, and my metabolism, and that's what's wrong with me. I really think is that I stay up late to work, get up early to work, I go to work.
If you knew that you had a month to live, how would you spend your time?
Well, I'd probably quit working, jack my savings, and go to Italy or France or something.
Something really fun.
Yeah, something. I wouldn't take the opportunity otherwise.
Yeah. I was thinking about that.
I would still write, but I would write a journal and hope that it sells after I die and be one of those underappreciated artists. Too, you know, after they're gone, everything explodes into multi-millions, and then I can at least set my parents up. Not me.
I see all that angst in your face. We have a printout of Amy's stuff here. Look right there, how to get to that. It's in the wrong space. So not only does the nano voice give you the graph, but it gives you this printout. And look at that. You have the ability to allow others to bring support for their own needs. That high C sharp.
That's how kids.
It has
to be a good
that.
Thing she needs to.
She's also a support to her mother, to her neighbors. It really gives a lot. That C sharp. So back to that chart that we made available to all of you on nano voice, some of that, major sounds. And that chart is there. You can see what each of these notes. A high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they resent you for the same reason. If I could give this lady a peek, fine. I think that's what she. Time to recollect. Why we do resolutions. I'm killer. Go back to her chart. What's the next one? So what we've learned about this one is if they have a lot of colors in there, they're multitaskers. If they have a lot of ups and downs, they just aren't pulling themselves together. They have a lot of potential. The more yellow, the more mental they are. The more red, the more spontaneous, and it's based on where that red and yellow is and what degree they're spontaneous. Like she has very little G, and that deals with physical reality. Spontaneous about her physical reality. I bet there's toys everywhere. She just can't keep that piece. I would also send her in to have her hormones. And her kidney, I could, because it's not enough water. Okay, let's go to the next one. Who's this?
Starts with a C.
Danny. That's Danny, is it? And we made Danny do this. She came to visit today from Columbus and see what was going on and help us with a couple of clients. And she says, my New Year's resolutions don't do any good. I'm an old bear set in my ways. Maybe be more organized. Okay, organized. I see lots of management, but not necessarily organization. A is management. A is eyes.
look at the farmer medicine. It is management with farm
planning.
But she says, I don't do any resolutions at the beginning of the year. If I think something's wrong with me, I'll just try to fix it right then. That's a good attitude. Why do we collect everything?
We procrastinate. Put it off to the last minute.
Could we also make wishes? I wish I had more willpower. We had a guy in today that was teaching stuff. That we really do have the willpower to bring it in. He was using emotional release techniques and tapping and things I thought how silly. You know, it worked. As I was talking about, I wish I had willpower not to eat the things that I know are bad for me, like the bars,
ice cream,
yogurt, and yes, all of those things. And we were doing this tapping thing, and I went out in the car to get something, and there was a big chocolate bar laying there. I didn't even tempt it. It was about 5:30 or 6. I gotta wait till I get home and have a good slow. And for today, I would have taken it. Silly.
I'll take it if you don't want it.
It's in my front seat.
I haven't started my resolution yet.
So if we look at this lady's chart, she has C to F practically empty. So is she more left-brained or right-brained? Everything's filled on the right
side
of the chart.
She's on the right.
She's on the right. She's right side. And that A is management and it's also spiritual. I don't see her as a very churchy spiritual person, but she's a very good person. But I also see her as somebody who manages a lot of things. She manages property, real estate. Seems to be pretty happy all the time. Doesn't make resolutions. Wanted to have somebody who didn't make resolutions, what that looked like.
Maybe that's why she's happier.
It could be. But there's not a lot of energy in this chart at all. She doesn't have a lot of energy. Pop it. I wanted to do yours, Beth. Can you go over and do yours? And if we have time, we'll do this last one that came up that's kind of weird. So open this back up. And
are you going to make me do it?
Yes, would you please? No, you don't go there. Nope. Hit that little button. The Nano Voice that we give to you free has a manual, so you learn how to hit that little button to get something.
And not take the long way around.
Well, I try to teach them as well as give people information at the same time. So we're just going to put Beth on air. You have to exercise here.
Yeah, I'm loosening up everything.
And get this resolution going. Okay, you ready? Okay. Well.
So I have two New Year's resolutions. One is within my control, and I'm not quite so sure about the other one. My first New Year's resolution is to get back in shape. I'm not a very big person anyway, but I do have a little flubber, a little happy pooch, something, whatever you want to call it. So I would like to shed that and get rid of my woman life. You know what I mean, we were talking about earlier. So that's my number one New Year's resolution. My number two, I don't know if it's within my control, but I would like to sell one of my works. Whether it be a screenplay or a novel or a short story, I would like to become established as a writer. That's my...
Okay.
That's it. I don't have any color. I'm right brain.
You decided to be logical. up there at the top, way up there, you see the shadow, 5:11.
Uh-huh.
It quits automatically. The intake quits automatically. First breath after 500. It's a really easy program. It's only six clicks. But from what we've learned so far, see, most of the energy here, most of these yellow towers, graphs, from F sharp to B. So we know you know your right brain. And you're a writer and very creative. So, yes, very right brain. Do you claim to be left-brained at all?
Not really, because I think of left brain as logical, and I'm a very logical person.
know, I have an odd thing that
I hate math.
I have an odd thing that I think about left brain. They say they're very logical and linear, you know, L, logical, linear. I don't. I think they're very secure. And they stand behind all of their statistics, their proofs and all that, so that they don't have to look silly.
Because it's safer that way.
It's safer. And us right brain people, we wear everything we are right on our sleeve. And if people call us names, we just call them names back or something.
So they punch them and move on, but wait, yeah. I'm not in shape yet.
But we wear everything on our outside. We don't mind looking like a fool, or because we take those chances, and left brain people won't take those chances. And I don't think it's because it's in their nature not to take chances. I think it's their nature not one to fool. So you're very right brain, and that's good for a writer. Your first thing is about creating something physical, and I know you are writing a book. I know you're writing an article. I know you're writing some, I don't know what it's called, some paper to get into graduate school?
Mm-hmm. A writing sample. It's actually from one of my novels.
And some, a lot of A, but a lot of it's mental. Do you ever get really emotional about things?
Well, I can be. And all the fighting stuff really is a joke. I'm really not like that at all. But I think constantly. I carry a digital recorder in my purse. In case I'm in my car, I drive a lot on weekends, go in and out of town. In case I'm in my car and I have an idea that I think I can use, and that way I can record it. But I'm constantly thinking about
That's very logical.
I think so.
This is an odd combination, because the yellow is the thinker, the logical thinker, like the attorney, but it's all on the right side. So you are actually very full-brained. I really would like to talk about your New Year's resolution, get some emotion in, and we'll do that off the air, so you don't have to expose all your inner self while you're in the air.
I already talked about the cellulite. That's some exposure.
We've got one more slide. I think we can get it in. How many minutes do we have left? We have about 5 minutes left. Okay, let's go to this one. This is a very, very odd chart.
I've never seen one like that before.
I have not either. This person was, read it under there, it's a little to read. Let's see if we can make it bigger.
Develop focus, improve finances, remove emotional blocks, wants to experience the oneness of all things.
And there's not a bit of oneness in this chart. This chart, the very first thing that came in was the B. And when you have that much B over here, the very end, again, we're just a blue chart with all the notes on it. And for those of you who are listening and not really looking at what we're doing. So we have the note of B, the very last one on the chart. It was the first one that came in. When you have that much of notice, your life is not your own. This is where you jump off to help other people. This is other a medium, a high B. It's also circulation. He had a lot of issues with circulation. But I said, sorry, there's not any self-serving in your chart. You don't get to find the oneness of all things because you're dedicated to B is that note, and the other note for helping other people is D. There isn't a hope of him selfish, or unless he just wasn't sharing with him. But look, all of it's red. All of it is spontaneous. Is he very together?
He doesn't think about anything.
No,
he just goes and does.
He just goes and does it. Very spontaneous.
Like the Tasmanian devil. You know? I mean, just keep going.
And see what happens.
See what happens.
But the Tasmanian devil would really have more between here.
Yeah.
If this was somebody who could really turn in full circle, he would have red everywhere. This is stop, start, stop, start. So he has D. And D is all about self-approval, liver, pancreas, gallbladder.
is also the little red hen that serves everyone else out asking. And this is 5B, person who is in service. He's in service spontaneous. With a minister, all this would be blue. He would be in service based on church and God wanted to be in service spontaneously. How could you take advantage? If you knew this about him, if you had to move, you could go get him to move. So the more you know about people, the more you can work with them. If you see somebody like this and you're going to write a script, they're just going to sit there and throw out ideas. There's no logic. Then they'll pick out the best ideas. They'll have to make some segue. There's a lack of segue in this part. I don't think we have a printout of it. Maybe I do. Yeah, here's a printout. Also says he challenges the opinions of others for good reason. I don't know why that's... Maybe a high F. So that's banning doing the right thing. Lots of association with self-worth. Desire to help others resides in this chart. You have a great need for integration between appropriate perception and action. Ability to access the situation quickly resides with. So if we were, what kind of job person? Stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Clown?
I was thinking like, rodeo clown.
How about someone, a situation where there's people in crisis?
I was thinking more like, an officer.
EMT? Well, he doesn't have the technical thing over here for EMT.
Ambulance
driver?
There you go.
How about somebody who was a counselor at 911? That's where the trouble was assigned. And when we looked at Amy's chart, and it's all over, she happy with the job that did one thing all the time. She needs a lot of jobs. When we looked at Danny's chart, if we were looking for her as a job, it would have to be something that was spiritually motivating her. Danny's, you can see that in A, very, very high. Our clock is wrong up here. How many minutes did we have left? Yes.
Okay.
We've gone over. Sorry about that, Seth. Please join us next week and watch for this on YouTube. Is it just under Sound Health on YouTube?
Yeah. One word.
Thanks for joining us. Sound Health, one word. And call us tomorrow if you're interested in the class at Vocal Profiling for the free class on learning the nano voice. Our phone number at the office, 740-698-9119. Till next week.
Do that to my brother all the time. We're like, it's like a greeting around my parents' house.